As the Baker Gurvitz Army. No, it's not. It's not. It's not Baker Gurvitz. The Graham Edge Band with Adrian Gurvitz. Get it right, man. Get it right. yeah, so Adrian Gurvitz. How about that? Great guitar player in his day. Graham Edge Band, Kick Off Your Muddy Boots from 1975. Jujana Woman. I don't know what that means, but I guess it means something. All right, this is really bugging me with this control on the Mac here. It's bugging me. It really is. There's no... My eyes are just so used to looking at the top. That's what happens when you do a system upgrade on your computer. You don't always find out where the little changes are until you actually go and use your app of choice. And strangely enough, the Android phone just updated on my Samsung this morning. So I'm wondering what's going on. What's going on? Yeah, big hello to DJ Billy out there in Portland. I hope you're doing all right. All things are settling down there in Portland. As Demsy was saying there, we're heading down to Bellingham this weekend and crossing the border. I've already talked to two Pat Travers fans here locally, and they say, we're not going because you don't want to cross the border. And, Demsy and I went across the border a couple of weeks ago. We went down to Blaine to pick up some things. And, we had more trouble coming back across the border. So, with our tequila, which needs drinking, by the way. You heard also in that set from E.G. Bambiazi. From 1973, and Can in a track called Pinch. That one's for Billy. Billy's a big fan of Can, and they were rocking in their day. It did some very interesting things musically. And it reminds me of a gig coming up at the Hollywood Theatre here in Vancouver on the 25th. God Gardenia's Haram. Is playing. It's a big, huge band, and God is out there as far as music goes. He's a guitar player, but he has all these kind of I would almost say he's like the Vancouver equivalent to Zappa, but I don't think he sings, but he does do a lot of interesting things. Guitar-wise and band-wise. So that's on the 25th at the Hollywood Theatre out there. I was just out there last week, I think it was, watching Lawrence of Arabia. It's a great theatre, and it's on the west side of town where they do things differently. Anyway, let's get on with some music for a band that I may be going to see in Edinburgh at the end of April. Nothing confirmed yet. I bought the tickets for the gig, and I've got two tickets, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be flying out. Well, I will be flying if I go, but I'm not sure yet. We'll see. We'll see. And it's rapidly approaching. It's rapidly approaching because now it's the middle of January already. Oh, it's just flying by. Anyway, this is Jethro Tull and a classic from Heavy Horses, something called No Lullaby, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1 FM.
your eyes open and break up your ears. Rest your loudest cry. Let's go. I'm dead. Thank you.
wedding window opened. I turned over dancing candle flame, and the first moths of summer suicidal came. Oh, suicidal came, and the new breeze chattered in its Maybach tenderness, sending water lilies sailing as she turned to get up to rest. And the long night awakened, and we soared on powdered wings, circling our tomorrows in the weary month of spring, chasing shadows slipping in the magic lantern's light. Reaches out the candle on a night light, bright for dipping and weaving, fluttered through the golden needle's eye. In our haystack madness, butterflies floating on the springtide high, oh, on the springtide high.
Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m.
best that I can. I've been working all night, what through the night. Woman, can't you understand?
Well, you can't go wrong with a bit of old Quo. Cannot. From 1974 and the album Quo, that was, of course, the band, the Frantic Four, in their classic form. And a track by the name of Don't Think It Matters. And, yeah, a lot of these tracks are, most of them are pretty well taken from vinyl. I ripped from vinyl and, I'm not on camera. Hang on. There you go. And now I'm on camera. So a lot of these tracks are taken from vinyl, because I have a pretty decent vinyl collection. Not huge, but bigger than most. And I rip it onto vinyl, onto this turntable right here. And I've been doing I think this is the third show I've done where I've gone back to single format. So I'm playing single tracks as opposed to full albums, which is what I was doing probably for the past year or so. So we are playing Pat Travers. Quite a lot of Pat Travers today, because Pat Travers is playing in Bellingham tomorrow night. I forgot the name of the pub, but it's a pub. Now, you know, Pat Travers was big in the day, relatively speaking. But then again, you know, Wishbone Ash, a band that I used to follow today, played at the Yale here in Vancouver. And I think they played it twice. So, and the Yale's a fairly small room relative to some of the places they played in the past. And I'm sure it's... I admire any musician who can, like, scale down their show. And I know, if you've been playing huge venues over the years and then have to play small little pub, basic pubs, but you still have a following and you still want to play music, I have to admire that. And Pat Travers, obviously... not coming to Vancouver. Apparently he's not been here for like 30 years or something like that. I played at Richards on Richards, I think, last time. Although I do believe he played at a festival here a few years ago in West Vancouver. But it was like an oldies festival and there was a lot of bands there I didn't want to see. And I didn't want to pay that ridiculous amount to just see one band. Probably doing a small set. Anyway, so you heard a bit of Quo, you heard a bit of Jethro Tull in there, two tracks from them, No Lullaby and Moths, taken from Heavy Horses from 1976. And as I was saying, I'm trying to get to Edinburgh, back to Edinburgh, to watch Jethro Tull at the Usher Hall. And hopefully I will be able to get back there with my friend Doug, who's also a big, big Jethro Tull fan. And he's a flute player, so there you go. All right, let's get back into the music. Where are we at? All right, some more Pat Travers. Why not? Why not? This is a track that features Brian Robertson of Thin Lizzy fame in a track they put together back in 19... What? I don't know. 1977? Yeah, why not? Here we go. I don't know. Let's line it up. Oh, this is driving me crazy. This is driving me crazy, this thing. All right.